So I saw Ritt during the break trying to jimmy the lock. We had a lock to beef up. He can't help himself. So welcome to the show. I'm Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes. We're home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. I'm looking it up and down. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, that was the other side of the glass, the XR4TI. To my left is a gigantic, three-level, plastic tower of beef. Hot and spicy on top. Peppered in the middle. Original down below. Good stuff. It's time to beef. All right, so I know I've run this down a number of times very quickly. The rules of engagement, there are none. Just beef. Anything is fair game. I don't care what's aggravating you. I'm here for it. Not only do I not care, I want to know. It does not have to be a sports-related beef. That's the beauty of the segment. We do it every single Wednesday. And, hey, Chalk, am I wrong? Do we not run it back on Twitter often? So not only can you get on the air with it, I'm going to run this thing back on Twitter with the best of the best. So make sure you have good beef. 1-800-636-8686. Or just go to social with it. Jim, my beef is smokers. I mean, you can stop right there. Great beef. You win. Segment's over. That's it, Rome. I've had your back for 25 years. That crack back on me for smoking? Good, go. Good, go. I know, because I did smoke for a while when I was in college. It's disgusting. Hey, Jim, my beef is smokers who pull up to a gas pump and won't put out their lung dart before pumping their gas. Really? You didn't know you were going to get gas when you lit that thing. You can't go 5 minutes without sucking smoke. Then after you stare them down, they just throw it to the ground. Classy. BZ in Pensacola. Oh, they know. They know. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn that they literally could blow up the entire block. They don't care. Obviously. Nunzio, my beef is with Mike McCarthy's eye rolls. Every time his undisciplined team was called for a penalty, McFatty rolled his eyes back in his head like he was told there's no more sweet and sour chicken left at the all-you-can-eat buffet. War Hail Marys. Well said. At Romy, you rock. Writes, my beef is with Mitten Nation. Mittens is the name of your child. Cat. Not a reason to go. I still have not heard back from David August on what we're doing for handwear. Mittens or gloves. Dear Jim, my beef is with goal line officiating. It's 2022. You mean to tell me there isn't technology to beep and blink flashing red lights when the ball crosses the plane? Instead, you get views that show a bunch of fat bodies and no ball? And you can't tell if the runner's knee was down and the refs are waiting to unpile those bodies and they're guessing? Hey, Raj, I think this is more important than harmless taunting penalties being called. Mike and Madison, good point. Very good point. Much like the point I always make about first down measurements. You're going to tell me that a couple of old dudes with popsicle sticks and chain links are going to determine whether or not there's a first down on a spot based on what? Running those things across the field and then pulling on them. So if you want to fix something, fix that too. Rome, I've got beef with my girlfriend. When we go to a restaurant and she orders a salad for her entree, but as soon as my delicious burger and fries come, she immediately starts digging in and grabbing at my fries. Hey, babe, you just have the same menu in your hands. If you wanted some fries, order them. Aaron in Iowa. Aaron, that is a beef as old as, well, Tom Brady. A beef as old as time itself, which is the same thing as old as TB44. Rome Slice. My beef is being 42 years old, going back to college, and having to do a group project with five zit-faced, right out of high school punks who don't care if we get an A or an F. I feel like Frank in L.A. Give me a team I can work with. Dan in rainy and cold Portland, Oregon. Dude, like, I kind of sympathize, but not really. Oh, no way. You're more mature and motivated and responsible than a zit-faced 18-year-old who's coming out of high school during COVID. No way. I hear you, though. Jim, my beef is with MLB, players and owners. Get off your ass and start talking and work something out before you wreck spring training again. But no, these mutts will wait for the first day of spring training before they even agree on where to start talking. Do better. Steven the 904, what are you talking about? Wait, what? Is there something going on with baseball? Are they not talking? Is there an issue? I didn't know. I didn't even know. Nobody does. I'm not even sure anybody really cares at this point. That's the problem with baseball. Hey, Jim, my beef is with the same ad that pops up every 10 minutes when I'm watching porn. I don't care that there's hot women 15 minutes away that want to meet me. I don't want a divorce. I just want to watch my porn in peace. Brian in Detroit. Although I should not reward behavior like that, you are the front runner, Brian. Rome, as a Niners fan, I have a reverse beef or an unbeef with Sergeant Schultz or Mike McCarthy. Mike and Snowbird, that's clever. He's like, I have no beef. Keep doing you, Mikey. Dave Hahn, 39. Yo, Rome Slice. My beef is with people telling me to cut my hair. I've had my long, luscious hair for 6 years. I ain't getting rid of it. Yo, come on, bro. Cut that. Nah, I mean, I don't care. Do what you want. Hey, Jim. My beef is with passive-aggressive homeowners association guy. I did notice that my front yard needs work. Did you notice that I just moved in 2 weeks ago? Grass doesn't turn from dead and brown to lush and green overnight, D-bag. So stop leaving your stupid post-it notes on my truck and my front door every other day. Or better yet, knock on my door and say that crap to my face. Looks like there's going to be an issue in La Quinta. Mike in La Quinta. Hey, Mikey, I used to have a house in La Quinta. Where are you at? I'm curious. There are the beauty of the desert. There are a million developments down there. But La Quinta is one of my favorite spots. Unless you've got somebody that you're beefing with already 2 weeks in. Like, this guy's probably like, man, this is so great. Got a new house. Got a new neighborhood. I love it. Oh, homeowners association guy already up in my bleep 2 weeks in. Hey, Mike, that's going to go badly. I can tell already. Y'all have gotten off on the wrong foot. My beef is with friends that live in states that haven't legalized sports betting and want me to be their bookie because my state has. You don't have to get down on every game on TV. War legal sports betting in all 50. Bill, it's coming. It's coming, but I feel you. That is frustrating. I live in California. It is frustrating. Hey, Bill, can you hit the Packers -6 for me? Just kidding. Snags. My beef is with golf guy from last week who had a problem with guys playing in jeans. We all know he's the type of slap who shows up looking like Tiger on Sunday and is not broken 100 with $5,000 sticks. You dweeb.
You dweeb.
Thanks. Taylor and Indy. I hear you. Rome. My beef is with Derek Carr. Not throwing the damn ball in the end zone and not 2 yards short and acting shocked when the score didn't change. Don't you know? No end zone, no points. Rob in the Union City. I like that. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with any website you're on and a chat bubble opens immediately asking if you need help. No, I don't need help. Yes, I know where the search bar is if I do need help. Annoying AF. Bella B.
They're all buttholes.
Resides in Calgary. They're all buttholes. Am I right, Bella? They're all buttholes.
Butthole.
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 At Solid Gold 80s, my beef is with Jim Rome saying Twitter porn a dozen times in 2 minutes. Now I have to change the station because I have a lady in the car. Now I miss the rest of the intro. Thanks, Jim. What, your lady can't hear the word porn? What if we have a take on the Bears and we talk about Coach Pennis? Sorry about that, brah. Twitter porn, Twitter porn. Let's see, Chip. Rome, my beef is with my dog. While grilling, the pooch found the grill cover, squatted, and peed on it while looking at me as if he were saying, "How's that grab, you butthole?"
Butthole.
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 Yeah, I got a cat that does things like that. I got a cat that like gets into the Thai food. I'm like, "Cody, Cody, come on, Cody." And then Cody goes and just diarrheas up our nicest rug and looks at me like, "Well, what'd you expect? Don't leave out the chicken saute if you don't want me to have cat diarrhea on your rug." Yeah, okay, Cody. Whatever you say, bro.
Diarrhea is the great equal.
Kenneth Ian, the 503. I got beef with going to strip clubs during the day. I don't even know what to do with that. Like, I don't care. Go when you go. Go when you go. Just don't sit at Miss Pac-Man, get the high score, and put my name on it like that one a-hole in Detroit does. Dave the Rocket Guy. My beef is with Garrett Ritt. I'm watching your show on CBS. Stop air drumming or whatever it is you're doing in the back row, old man, after a break. You're making yourself look like an even bigger dork than you already are.
Thank you.
I was going to say, what do you have to say for yourself, you big old dork? But thank you.
Thank you.
What, another one. Snacks, my beef is with Ritt and his lack of rhythm when the entrance music is bumping. I see him back there and can only think you should paint him in a full blue body paint to make him an honorary member of Blue Man Group. After all, he is a sideshow freak. War Eagle, Clubber, and HB. It's like, I would take that gig right now. I know you would, old man, but nobody's offering it to you. I know you would. Really would be like the fourth Blue Man. It just paints you, like, green. James Kelly's all over that. He's like, winner, winner. Kelly's always got it in for one of the other XR4TIers not named him, and it's pretty much Ritt. Depending on what the era is. Hey, Rome. I've got beef with my wife bringing our kids to our Friday night couples bowling league. Nothing is more distracting and tiresome than chasing the kids around a bowling alley. What's worse is the teams that we bowl against think that we are kooks because we are constantly holding the game up, dealing with our kids. It's an adult league, hun. Leave the kids at home. Johnny and GB. But we're not even going to have time to get the phone calls, right? Jim Master. My beef is with Nickelodeon trying to bait me into watching a football game with the grandkids. I don't invite children to watch sports. If I want to see animation during football, I will pop in a tape of Super Bowl 50 and watch Superman or Cam Newton meet his kryptonite, a.k.a. Von Miller. Ron in Colorado. Sort of clever, not really. Uh-oh, Ryan in Sacktown. JR, my beef is with people who don't throw away their used Keurig pods after brewing a cup of Joe or Swiss Miss. Actually, you know what I do sometimes? I fish them out of the can and put them back in just to mess with the guys. No, I don't. But I've thought about it, though. I think that's hilarious. That goes right up there with back in the day, emptying the little airport bottles of vodka in the hotel room to make a drink, then filling them back up with water and putting them back in the refrigerator. So not only does the next person get totally screwed, but they have to pay for it too. Yeah, I know. There's technology now to prevent that sort of thing, but it was funny back in the day to me until somebody did it to me once, and then it was not as funny. Jimmy, my beef is with the club pro that I always get stuck with when I try to hit a round of 18 by myself. No, I don't want to step closer to the ball. No, I don't want to loosen my grip. No, I don't want to try your driver. All I want to do is enjoy a few pops on the course and maybe have a few darts that I forgot that I have in my bag. Jake from Omaha. Chicken Man, McChicken Man. My beef is with the person behind the hotel counter, and when you walk up, they say, checking in? No, I'm just standing here with all my luggage. What do you think, Ace? Jimmy, my beef is with my neighbors walking their dogs and waving at me while the little dirtbag's dog pees on my mailbox. Do I need to set up an electric shock wire for them? Sammy in H-Town. Jim, my beef is with department store underwear mannequins. Can I run back that first line? My beef is with department store underwear mannequins. Would it be too much to ask to have a couple of mannequins with a beer belly and a small cod piece? I'm at a point where I'm tired of mannequins making me feel inferior in front of my wife while shopping for new drawers. Jim and Temecula. All right, I'm just extending this segment. Let's go to the phones. That was an all-timer for social media beef. Let's try Boise. Ty. Good to have you, Ty. What's your beef?
Well, my beef is with the chain-smoking delivery drivers that deliver your food. If I wanted my food to smell and taste like cigarettes, I'd go to my uncle's house and have him dump a big ashtray right in my Panera Bread bowl. War, are you bagging on Rick? Because it's hilarious.
All right, Ty. What is your beef? That's his. Let's go this time to Iowa, Dickie. Dickie, what's your beef?
Romy, my beef is with my wife. Every time she's driving and takes her eyes off the road for more than 2 seconds, she drifts into oncoming traffic. Never mind that our vehicle's windshield is larger than James Kelly's forehead, or that her peripheral awareness is worse than Kathleen and Omaha's taste in music. No, it's the heated game of not it between me and the kids every year when she asks, who wants to go look at Christmas lights with Mommy? Uh-oh, she's staring at me, Romy. I better go. Look out, honey.
Dickie. Little production value in there, too. I like it. Speaking of which, she is always the topic on this segment, right? Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. Kathleen in Omaha.
Johannes. Oh, damn it.
No. So, Kathleen, you missed last week. And then you show up and that happens. This is why all the guys are going at you all the time. Not just for your takes, but that implosion. The Arizona Cardinals can't believe how badly that went for you on the big stage. Oh, Kathleen. Well, here's the positive, Kathleen. We are near the end of the segment. Here's the other positive, Kathleen. Because it's such a long, fat segment, there will not be much time for them to carve you next segment. But they're coming for you. They're coming for you. That was a great meltdown. Oh, damn it. She got to work. She bagged on a guy who was shirtless and couldn't wait to start hyping the guy that she wanted to see shirtless, and then it got away from her. All right, back at it. What is your beef? Let's try Matt in Alaska. Hey, Matt, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy, what's going on? I got a beef with the kook who called in and said he's worried about his wife at the bowling alley making him look like a kook. You've already accomplished that, man. You're in an adult bowling league, and it's about time Katie flamed out. I'm out, Rome.
There you go. Matt in Alaska. Alaska rules. That guy just got me to do something that you don't do during the COVID era. I just touched my face. That was funny. You're already a kook by being in a bowling alley. War Katie. Katie flaming out. He's talking about Kathleen. 1-800-636-8686. Let's keep this thing going. Another phone call or two. Let's go to Texas. Ed in Texas. What's your beef, Ed?
Hey, Jimmers. Yeah, my beef is that nightmare-inducing plastic face caricature on the sidelines at the Cowboys game. No, I'm not talking about Jarrah. I'm talking about Rowdy, that Cowboys mascot. Dude should look like he'd be driving an ice cream truck, not leading America's team. It's time to hit the trail, Rowdy. War el pollo hombre.
Man, that was so good, Ed. That was smooth. That dude was really, really smooth from start to finish. Smooth, confident. That guy was like the Joe Burrow of What's My Beefers. War el pollo hombre. Pecock! He's talking about the chicken, man. Anybody else there, or are we done? Let's walk. In fact, let's walk off on that. That was really strong. That may have been, Alvy, the longest beef segment we've ever had. That was damn near 20 minutes of straight up, uncut, unadulterated beef. Like I said, it always works because everybody always seems to have some sort of beef. I love that. That's so fun. Trust me, there's a part of me that if I could do What's Your Beef 3 hours every day, I would do it. Because I don't have to do anything, and I know we wouldn't run out of beef. That was fun. Good job. Good job, all of you with bad lives and bad attitudes. Good job. Really good job. Especially my man right there that we walked off on. That was the smoothest beef I've heard in a while. War el pollo hombre. Or el hombre pollo. Bingo! Got John Hines coming up. So just know there is a bill and a price to be paid. The next segment will be short because that was fat. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It's going to be. We're going to talk some hockey next segment with John Hines. He's the head coach of the Nashville Preds. I'm looking forward to that. Stucknut says, that was Kathleen's best call ever. Bella B, piling on. Did Kathleen get run or did the Omaha Library Wi-Fi quit her? I don't know, the Jim Rome TV studio Wi-Fi quit me. Actually, you know what? It's back. I didn't even know that. I was hotspotting. I was hotspotting off my phone, and then it bounced back. I don't know. Can we really quickly go back to that, Alvin? I don't recall. Was that her best call, or did the Omaha Library Wi-Fi quit her? Hello, Kathleen. What is your beef?
Ryan Fitzpatrick is a repulsive bearded goat who has no business going without his shirt. He's a... Johannes, damn it.
Okay, so a couple of thoughts on playback. One, there was nearly an S-bomb. Two, there was nearly an F-bomb. And three, there was an actual damn it bomb. Give that to me one more time, Alvin. Listen to that. She almost went S-bomb, F-bomb, and then she did go damn it bomb.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is a repulsive bearded goat who has no business going without his shirt. He's a Johannes. Damn it!
Did she not Larry Robinson that?
You missed last time.
You're a bunch of.
We got a few whining little babies in this league that don't want to get touched.
Is it me or did she almost go? Oh, damn it!
That was great.
Johannes. Damn it!
Now she's going to stew on that for another week. An entire week. That's incredible on replay. Can we go back to the box one more time? Can we go to the replay official for that one more time?
Ryan Fitzpatrick is a repulsive bearded goat who has no business going without his shirt. He's a Johannes. Damn it.
Johannes, damn it. I guess that's one way to pull out of that nosedive. Just, oh, damn it. And either pull the ripcord and say, I'm out, or wait for us to ring you up. Either way, it works. ATP quickly, because I have a guest coming up. The Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rome, great to hear you will be at Radio Row. The Super Bowl is obviously in LA this year. So it leads me to the question, is it quicker for you to drive to Inglewood, or will it be quicker to go through security and catch a flight from John Wayne to LAX? Even if there are no direct flights, what about a short layover at McCarran, then back to LAX? Matt in Poland Springs, that's awesome. That's good stuff, Matthew. You know what I once did, though? I once did fly from LAX to Palm Springs. Wild. That's a good time. Like, and there wasn't, you had to shuttle out to the tarmac, like, because it's such a short flight, small gate. That literally was the epitome of up and down. Like, the second you got up, you were landing. It wasn't even. Chalk said, is that 32 minutes? I felt like it was 15. Look that up. Did you look it up already? Like, I think it's 15 minutes. I just said, why do I even need to get on board or walk through the door? Can I just sit on the wing? I mean, how high are you going to really go? The other flight that I love that I did once, more than once, LAX to Santa Barbara is a good flight. Matt in Poland Springs had the best idea of all, though. Wouldn't it be faster? Here's a better idea. Living where I live, will I commute to the Super Bowl, or will I do what I always do and stay in the hotel? I live in Orange County. The game is in Inglewood. I could helicopter. A little bit. Unlike my guy JB, there is no Air Rome, not by copter or jet.
This is the chopper!
The best of all is when I lived in San Diego and the Super Bowl was in San Diego. Yimmy. Being the wordsmith that you are you playing Wordle? No, because it wouldn't be fair. I'd be the GOAT. Nobody would have a chance. I'd be MJ. And finally, how can Alvin drop sound bites so quickly? Impressive. Appreciate the whole XR4TI. Impressive. Chuck in San Diego. All right, I think there's two ways to answer that. Number one, he's the damn GOAT. And number two, Alvin, really, logistically, how would you answer that? Because I want them to know, when you do that, you don't know what I'm going to say most of the time. And by most of the time, I mean literally all the time. How do you do that? He says it's just reflex. And he said that he would never say this on air, but he just got this back to me. And I'm Nostradamus. I know exactly going to say before you say it. Have I become that predictable? Alvin,
right.
He's fired today. He goes, no, you're not that predictable. I'm just that good. He just said that to me.
Thank you.
Dude, yeah, you're so good and so quick. You can't put your face in front of a mic and answer it like a human being. See, he even laughed. He even laughed at the joke before he knew it was coming. He's good.
Right in my face.
He's good. Alvin is good. And by good, I mean the GOAT. And he followed a guy who was considered the GOAT. You never want to be the guy to follow the guy, but Alvin followed the guy. Alvin, did Whitey train you, or did he go Brett Favre on you? Okay. I mean, in reality, Alvin is. That's the perfect analogy. Whitey was Brett Favre. Ton of attitude, but exceptional talent. Whitey, Brian Albers. A lot of talent. Alvin, at least, is very neutral, very kind, very likable. Brian Albers would look at me. He'd cut me off, like in the middle of a take, a great take. And he'd look through the glass and be like, what? What are you going to do about it? Yeah, that's what I thought, host. Like, he was cold-blooded. Whitey was cold-blooded. but an absolute genius at what he did. So he trained Alvin. And for like the first 5 years that Alvin worked here, he wouldn't talk to him, he wouldn't talk to me, he wouldn't talk to any of us. But then right around year number 10, Alvy just showed up, dominating. And he's been that goat ever since. By year number 12, he was on his game. Alvy's good. And by good, I mean the goat. I got to get out. Sorry about that. Dude, don't get me started on Alvin. When I start hyping the kid, I can't stop. He procreates like a first ballot Hall of Famer and runs a board almost as well. I'm in Southern California, and I'm about to do one of my favorite things. We're talking hockey. I'm joined right now by the head coach of the Nashville Predators. He was hired in January of 2020. Third head coach in franchise history. He was a national champion as a player at Boston University. Nashville, second in the Central right now. Winnipeg at Nashville tomorrow. John Hines is my guest. John, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you, John. Thanks so much. You did drop a tough one to Vancouver last night. So let me ask you this. 41 games into the season, how would you describe where the team is at this point?
Well, I think we're in a good spot. You know, one of the things we talk a lot about with our team is having a real strong team identity and a structure and how we want to play. And I think, our foundation of our game is really in place. We have a clear identity. We know how we want to play. We know what gives us the best chance to be able to be a real competitive team and win games. And, you know, I think that's really important as you go through a long 82-game schedule. There's going to be some ups and downs. But I think your culture and your identity are two things that you want to have from training camp into the beginning of the season. And we clearly have that. And I think that's probably been the biggest advantage of us getting off to a good start here halfway through the season.
All right, so that makes sense to me. Let me ask you this. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. When you talk about culture and identity, it seems like from the outside looking in, the culture and identity, at least in part of this team, is mental toughness. Is that, in fact, the case? And how would you describe this team in terms of the mental toughness it has right now?
Well, it is. It's one of the things we've talked about with our team is, you know, I think, you know, we have a couple foundations. One is our competitive spirit that I think when you look at, you know, high level of sports, particularly in the National Hockey League, the competitive nature of your team. We've tried to get real competitive guys in our natural competitors on our team. And I think that's important because if you have that, the work ethic, the compete, the consistency with that, it gives you a chance every night to be a hard team to play against. And it gives you a chance to win most nights. And I think, you know, the other part is we talk a lot about toughness, mental and physical. You know, there's two components of it. I think one is the physical component, the hard physical confrontations, being able to play in hard environments. And then the other part is the mental part of it is, understanding that the importance of the preparation, you know, in the NHL playing 82 games, a lot of times you're playing back to back, maybe versus a rested team or you're playing three games in four nights. So the ability to be at your best, say when you're not at your best physically, how do you mentally get through that? Do you have good discipline of details when maybe you're not, you know, feeling 100% in your game and you're going through the grind of the season? And I think probably most importantly is game to game and in game is, you know, understanding that there are times where you have to be able to come from behind. There's going to be momentum swings in games, but really staying with it as a group and understanding that toughness is king, mental and physical. And I think when you have that, those two components, the rest of your skill sets can come out and your talent is able to come out through that.
I actually love that response. There's so much in that is so good to me. John Hines joining us. I love the response that toughness is king, mental toughness, physical toughness. And I love this notion also, and it comes up quite a bit, John, that, you know, when you're motivated, you'll do good work, but the motivation's not always there. You have to do some of your best work when you feel worst. Something else I thought was really interesting. During the shutdown itself, you were having coffee with your players on the back porch, trying to get to know them, trying to connect with them. But I thought you made a really interesting point with The Athletic recently that it's one thing to have these conversations, but unless you're going through the highs and the lows that come with going through a season and dealing with that adversity, you can't really develop these really high-level relationships, right? Like, how did you approach that, and how effective was it to have coffee and talk to the guys without going through the highs and lows?
Yeah, Jim, I agree. It's a real interesting experience I went through going through it. You know, I am a big believer, though, that trust is built in the relationships are built in the fire. When you have the highs and lows, you know, you're happy with players, they're happy with you. Now all of a sudden you're not happy with what's going on, or your team's not playing the way it needs to play. or say individuals are playing really well, you know, you have those reinforcements of trying to get them to continue to play well and stay hungry. And then there's other times where some of your guys are, you know, they're going through a little bit of a lull, or their details or their intensity of effort has slipped. And those are harder conversations to be able to go through. But I think that, you know, the first part was trying to use the break, you know, in a situation where you can have more casual conversations, more of those, you know, get to know them a little bit more as people, see what their background is, their family, you know, in a non-competitive environment, where that is one part of the relationship building. Part of it is just getting to know them and also having them over to your house and seeing you as the coach outside of the rink, outside of the games, outside of that coaching persona that you have, you usually when you're all at work together. So I think that was a real benefit that I think I'd like to be able to continue to do, but it was trying to use the break stoppage to be able to communicate and stay connected with the guys. And then the other part is, you know, we're going through it right now. I mean, we've had a very good first half of the season. We've won a lot of games in a row. We've had a lot of things go well for us. And now, you know, we've lost four games in a row, and some of the details in our game have slipped. And how are we going to be able to work through this and get out of it? And now we've had a lot of good times this season, but now we're going through the part where there is that little bit of adversity, and have some honest conversations and some meetings that, you know, they're not all positive in the sense of, hey, here's what we want. A lot of it might be now, hey, these are things we need to improve upon, and we got to have a man's conversation. And, you know, that to me is where you really can become, I think, connected and trust and handle things the right way. And that's really where it's forged.
Wow. John Hines joining us. Let me ask you really quickly. So, like, as the leader, the guy's front and center, and you have to have those kind of man conversations, those hard conversations about the slippage in the attention to detail or some complacency. Like, John, let's be real. Like, do you as the leader ever have any of those similar issues? And if so, does somebody have a hard conversation with you, or do you just have a hard conversation with yourself and recalibrate?
It's a good question. You know, the answer is yes. I think that's all human nature, right? Where if things are going well, sometimes there are times where you kind of let it ride a little bit because things are really in place. So, you know, you don't have to be on it all the time. And it's a little bit of things are on the train's on the tracks and it's going the right way. You just kind of just tweak it a little bit. Then there are times, I think, as a coach, yeah, you have to look at yourself, or whether it's yourself or your assistant coaches, the strength coach, whoever it is. I think part of leadership as a head coach is you have to be on top of everything all the time. And, you know, if you start to slip, it's either you know it if you're a highly motivated person that wants to succeed. Same thing with the players, but I think we all do. There might be times where I have to have a discussion with a general manager. He's not happy with certain things, or, you know, whether it's my communication with him at times where he needs more. So I think we all need it. We all need to be coached. We all need to understand you can only get better, you know, if you're willing to be coached, or you're willing to have some hard conversations, whether you're giving them or they're given to you. That's part of growth and getting better. But I think, you know, you try to do when you're coaching at this level, you know, every day you wake up, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, there are really no days off. You know, I think there may be no practice or no meetings, but you've got to be on every day, and you've got to manage your energy and manage your mindset the right way to give yourself the best chance to maintain success.
All right, so we're short on time, but I'm really curious about that. How do you manage your energy if you're on every single day? What's a good tactic for that?
I think it's important that you can delegate and communicate with your staff that you're not overloading yourself with some of the minutia of certain things. You have to have a good staff and delegate to your staff. I think it's really important to also, as a coach, that, you know, you have to stay fit. I think exercise is a big key. You have to make sure that you're able to get your rest. And I think your diet and nutrition, I think all those components are really important to help you maintain the energy and the stamina that you need day in and day out.
Let me guess, hydration.
Hydration is a big one, you know, water, and maybe a glass of wine every night, but
good.
You know, that's only with dinner, right? You got to enjoy something.
I get that. Listen, John, I wish, first of all, I'm thrilled with that conversation. I wish we had even more time. Tell me we can do this again, because I've got about 30 follow-up questions to all of that I want to hit you with, but I appreciate the time we just had. Thank you so much, and let's be sure to do that again.
All right, thank you. I'd love to. Appreciate it.
That was great, John. Thank you very much. All business, but really interesting. Really interesting. I love that stuff. And by the way, when I mentioned to you the side hustle to the side hustle, the reinvention project with Jim Rome, this is what we talk about, things like that. That stuff that I got into with him on the back end about high performance, motivation, fighting off complacency, grit, battling, work ethic, mental toughness, being at your best on days when you feel like crap. That's what we do on the reinvention project with Jim Rome. Look for that. The side hustle to the side hustle. 30 some odd episodes live right now. Good stuff. Really good stuff. Huge call brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Quickly, Steve Young is my guest on the Jim Rome podcast, which pushes out shortly. Molly Bloom is my existing guest on the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome, which is also live. So look for both of those podcasts. See you tomorrow. We're out.